الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. أيام معدودات، صدق الله مولانا العظيم. وكتاب سيدنا and before that, and in for that the Quran what was said, one etiquette for one another, giving us a bit of time to record. And if I didn't ask, should we ever record it? After this, will we ever record it? And those beautiful written masters, really, if the whole Ramadan only left with us, and our work is done, if we start reading Quran Sharif with the adab and how it's supposed to be read, not only our Quran Sharif, our whole deen will be done. Not only our dunya, our akhirah will be made. But we just hear, that's all. We don't think of practicing it also. Anyone of us thought where it was being read, that from now, I must start practicing this. Perhaps we are all practicing, therefore we don't have to worry about it. But really, if we just practice on the etiquette of how the Quran is read and so beautifully explained, our Ramadan is successful. But we don't pay attention. Allah give us tawfiq. And all what is being said, beautiful words are being told, and of our pandas, our wuzurs, but we just like indifferent to it. We are cold to it. It doesn't have any effect on us. Allah give us tawfiq to take asr. This ayat of the Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts with Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu. One of the Imam Sanjayi rahmatullahi alayhi writes that this address, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O believers. And who are the believers? It's me and you. It's all the Muslim man and the Muslim woman. So Allah is speaking to us directly. The Quran Sharif was revealed to Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, but it is a living kitab, it's not a dead kitab. Many other books are like dead books. The Quran is a living kitab, and it is fresh, and it will remain fresh till the day of the Yama. And it is the most perfect kitab that needs no alteration, no addition. In fact, Buzurus have written, like when he writes a kitab, they give it to somebody for checking. And then afterwards you still find mistakes in it. Afterwards you still find mistakes. Because they say it is Allah does not allow that anything else was not ever a mistake. Only Allah's kitab is the one kitab that has got no mistake. Otherwise everyone else's speech, everyone else's work, there will be some fault in it. This is the sign of the absolute power of Allah, and it is exclusive for Allah rather only. So his kitab has got absolutely no mistake. So this address, that Allah is addressing us personally. When Allah is saying, Ya ayyuha alladhina, O you who believe, it was not revealed in any other kitab, not in the Torah, Injil, any kitab. This is exclusive for this ummah, as many things are exclusive only for Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Many things are exclusive only for this ummah. This is also one of the great honors which Allah has showered this ummah upon this ummah. Allah has appreciated it. And about 86 places in the Quran Sharif, this address has come. And that is why we Sunday we have to learn, right? That wherever we read that, and then you don't have to be an island to understand that, everyone, you should feel honored and you should feel yourself in the presence of Allah. That Allah is calling you out and speaking to you. Yeah, he's just some person of some status in any way. He calls us and he addresses us personally. What a great honor we feel that I am nothing. That even the strongest microscope can't see me. And Allah Ta'ala is everything. And He is speaking to me that it is nothing. And if that comes into our tawadu, that the more it comes, there is no limit to a person, and he is creating himself, making fana of his nafs. There is no limit to it. And the more a person does it, the higher he raises by Allah. مَنْ تَوَاضَ عَلِيْنَا رَفَعَهُ اللَّهِ. The more a person makes a sajda, a person who makes a sajda, that person on the day of Qiyamah will also be able to make sajda. But those who did not make sajda in this world, and Allah Ta'ala then to command will be given that all must make sajda to Allah. They will want to, but their backs will be too stiff. They won't be able to make sajda. So to make sajda, that is the outward sajda. And blessed are those people who make where their nafs, they put it down in front of Allah. There are few of us do. We just make an outward sajda, but that pride is still full in us. That anger is still full in us. If we make sajda, that a person will have no anger, that a person will have no pride in him, that a person will not think of himself better than anyone else in any way. And when you go down and you put yourself right down, Allah picks you up and makes you stand up straight and high in the world. مَنْ تَوَاضَ عَلِيْنَا رَفَعَهُ اللَّهُ. Allah makes him stand up high in the world. And the more we humble ourselves in front of Allah, the more Allah raises us. So if that comes into us, so this يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, O you who believe, that is the reality of Iman that has come into you. And that is what we have to strive for. And this month of Ramadan is for that purpose. Of all the other objectives, that is this humility, humbleness coming into us. For that Allah prescribed Roza, that at least when you are hungry, then you feel humble. When your stomach is full, and you have everything, and your sleep is full. And Ramadan, one of the things many people complain, shortage of sleep. And there are ordinary people also who don't really strive because you're getting up for sleep, which is not normal. You're staying awake for Taraweeh, which is also extra 1 hour, 1.5 hours. And then you're getting up early another hour, 1.5 hours. So everyone sleeps. So sleep is that thing that the person desires very much also. And Ramadan, your sleep is not completed. Your food is not completed. You have to be humble. And still if you don't humble after, just the natural flow of things which Allah has made for Ramadan, it's a very, very sad case if we still don't humble ourselves. Our anger doesn't go. Our pride doesn't go. And all this doesn't show in the Khanka. It doesn't show in our workplace. It shows at home. With the family, that is where a person must test himself. A car that goes for maintenance, and the maintenance is done in the workshop. And today almost everything is done with machines. And the machine shows everything. That this is done properly, that is functioning properly. But that is not the test. The machines can pass it. But when it comes out on the road, then it is the test. If you took in your car and you had a rattle in it, it was making some noise. And you bring it out from the workshop and it still got a record. That means it hasn't been serviced properly. So we are now in the workshop. And when we come out from here, the main place where we will have to check ourselves, all other places also, how we interact at the workplace, how we interact with friends and the masjid and all this. But the main is at home. And the main is with the wife, how we interact. And those who are not married were their mothers. How many of us, how we speak and our attitude to our mothers also. There is no sign of humbleness when it comes with our mothers. And with the husband, with his wife. So that is where we will be tested. So anyway, Allah has given us this great honor. And when we read, think of it, Allah is speaking to me directly. And the Quran was revealed to Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, but directly Allah is speaking to me. And this is also one exclusive quality which Islam only offers. And that is, which many people can't understand, especially Christians and Hindus particularly. They can't understand it because they feel you must have an intermediary to go to Allah. You must have some wasila to go to Allah Ta'ala. We are not first that we can speak directly to Allah Ta'ala. Therefore, they say, we need Isa alayhi salam. He is our intermediary. And the Hindus, they say clearly, this is God's intercede for us by Allah. They also Hindus also believe in Bhagawan, Allah, one Allah. They also believe in their supreme being. But Hindus and Christians may shift. Islam is taught that no matter who you are, you can speak directly to Allah. Any time, and the most preferred time is the Hajj time. You get up that time and anyone can speak, and Allah hears to listen to each and every person. So yeah, Allah also has said for a very great command, Ya ayyuhallazina amanu. Then kutiba alaykum as-siyam. According to Arabic grammar, this is fair majhool, kutiba. Indeed, the fact and reality is Allah has made for a further. Allah could have said, Katabtu alaykum as-siyam. I have made roza further upon you. But Allah has said, Kutiba alaykum as-siyam. Roza has been made for us. In a sense, there is somebody else that has made it for us. And the reason for this one, reason of ashikana, reason of great love, is that the love relationship between the Smanda, whom Allah is speaking, whom Allah is the friend of the believers. So Allah is speaking to his friend. When he's saying, Ya ayyuhallazina amanu, he's speaking to his friend. Now, three things which are very, very coveted for man, which is love and which anyone, Muslim, non-Muslim, anyone, even animals, is your sleep, is your food. A person today, the people say, I am food. I live for eating. Food is my object in life. They die for food. Other is drink. And all types of drink. And as an alcoholic, for him, the drink is everything. And the third is your carnal desires, your sexual desires. And when these overtake a person, then he wouldn't listen to his parents, he wouldn't listen to his own common sense, he wouldn't listen to anything when sexual desires overtake a person. And not only a grown-up person, young boys, when this overtakes them, they know masturbation is haram. They hate themselves for it, but they just find themselves doing it. They make every promise we won't do it, but they do it again. So Allah, these three very dear things, Allah has stopped us from it. And when? Not at night when you are sleeping and you don't know, but in the day when you are fully awake and you are conscious. So Allah is not one that this love relationship with Allah must be tainted in any way. So Allah in a way says, it's not me who made it for us, it has been made for us on you. It's only Allah who made it for us. But Allah doesn't want us to feel that offense in our heart, that why did Allah stop us from our food? Why did He stop us from our drink? Why did He stop us from fulfilling our sexual desires? But there are many things, this is also a thing which atheists cannot understand. That why are there difficulties in life? Why are there wars? Why are there people suffering in famine, in starvation, in droughts, in floods, in tsunamis? How people are suffering? Why is this? All this is a test from Allah. And Allah wants to take you to a higher stage. Like a school teacher, any teacher, he doesn't test the students who have failed. He tests the students that still were to write an exam. And why is it an expense? So to promote them and get them to the higher level. From class 4, they must go to class 5. They must all move up. So I now also have put the steps for them. It's not because of a parent would their child wants to eat candy the whole day, something sweet. The child wants something sweet his whole life, all the time. But the parents won't give it. Other parents, if they are not giving the candy, the sweetness to the child, sweet to the child, is it because they love the child or because they hate the child? Clearly because of the great love, but the child does not understand it. According to the child, my parents hate me. They are not giving me what I want. And the child wants to do many other wrong things also. But the parents, out of love, and now also they stopped us out of love, not out of hatred. Not for the sake of putting us through mujahada. Mujahada is not just for the sake of mujahada. Hardship, difficulties, strife, tribulations the person goes through, which Allah puts on the person. But it is not just that you have to go through, there is a purpose behind it. It is the love of Allah. Allah wants you to shine out. Those people who go through training, who go through education systems, they are the ones to shine out. Those who don't go through that, you don't see their poverty. Those who go through it, so Allah wants us to go through this, what difficulties of life, and then a person shines out in life. So Allah has made this roza for 100% of our benefit. And in any aspect, a person can look at roza. From a physical point of view, a person who keeps his roza, staying away from the three basic things, that person's health improves if he keeps his roza properly. And the best, according to Hakim also, the best treatment for any person and any ailment is to keep roza. But today, generally, doctors, any sickness, don't keep roza. Even a non-Muslim practitioner, medical practitioner, who doesn't know about roza, he also says don't keep roza. And a Muslim who knows also, first target is our deen. Whereas roza is a thing to improve your condition. And today anyone also, if you just keep him some extra roza, and anything small happens because you keep him roza. That's why. Because you make lot namaz. That's why. The first target, and we ourselves also, whenever we come under pressure, the first victim to suffer, the casualty is deen. We're feeling a little sleepy, still I will have my night, my Milo or whatever. For that I'm not feeling sleepy. But I have to finish my wazifa, I'm very tired. I have to still read my Quran, I haven't completed my hints, how much I'm supposed to read. I'm very tired, I can't read now. And anything else, we have gone on supper to have our samosas after when we sit down for lunch, to have our pies, we have got time. But when it comes to namaz, it's sunnah. So sunnah we can leave it out. Sunnah and deen becomes the first casualty. And we as people who practice deen, our first target is deen. And then other things we will see. So Allah Ta'ala, these three things which are so dear, Allah Ta'ala asks us to refrain from it for a while. And only ayyam ma'aluda, just a few days which you can count on your fingers, there are plenty days. Just 30 days, 29, 30 days, roza tamim farz for the whole year. So that is not much. 1/12, that is what, 8% of the year, roza tamim farz. And the benefit of it, just like zakat you have to give, we look usually that we are paying. A person pays in zakat, it might come out to R1 million, and he thinks, what a huge amount. And some people may come out to 5 million, 10 million. Oh, so much I'm giving. So beautifully, our Shaykh Ahmadullah says, don't see what you are giving out your zakat. See what is kept behind. You only gave up 2.5%. You're not looking at 97.5% that is still value. And this 2.5% you are taking out, it is your insurance, it is your guarantee, it is your security for the 97.5%. For the 2.5% you are taking out, it is your guarantee for the barakat in this 97.5%. For every goodness, so there is only goodness and you gave really nothing. only 2.5%. Christians today, they have to pay 10%. Ours is only 2.5% we have to give. And that also, as I say, of what we have given you. It's not your own also, what Allah gave us. And then again, the zakat is only compulsory on wealth that is paid with you surplus. Surplus for one whole year. And in 1 year, all four seasons came on you. You didn't need it in winter, you didn't need it in summer. You didn't need it in autumn, you didn't need it in winter, in the spring. So you don't need it. And according to that, some sahabas, mazhab also is, and some ulama also, that whatever your surplus is zakat. Not 2.5%, whatever the whole amount, 100% was saved with you, and you didn't use it for one whole year, full amount is zakat. But the Sharia accepted the rule of the ijma of the ummah only 2.5%. So here also, food Allah allowed us, you can eat in the morning, you can eat at night, only during the day. So kutiba alaykum as-siyam. And again, you haven't been singled out. Kama kutiba al-ladina min qablikum. Why are you feeling like this? With regard to jihad also, Allah says that why are you becoming weak in the matters of jihad? The people of before, they also made jihad. And they made jihad to what level they made jihad. So don't feel it hard, be ready for Allah's commandment. So Rula also, people of before also. And if you read it in a different sense, as we gave honor to the people of before with Rosa, we are giving you also this honor to keep Rosa. There is this great injunction, there is great command, and anyone who knows where there is a love relationship, commonly it is seen, like for example, some murid may sit in front of the chef, and each one is desirous, I must do this, I must do this, and he wants to go out of the way. If the chef has to tell one, you do this, he feels so honored, the chef told me, I must do this. So Allah, of all the ummah, he has told us also, you people also keep rosa. So we should feel honored that the greatest soul to say shares is Allah Ta'ala. And we are here to find the obedience of Allah. Complete 100% obedience. And the person, once and the means that Allah made is for us that we are human beings. So what your share, obedience to the, what the share teaches you, what he tells you to do, what he commands. But the actual is not the share. The actual object is Allah Ta'ala. After the share is your ustad, are your parents, is our Islam, our great people, never the Sahaba, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and the greatest way it all comes to fruition and completion and perfection is with Allah Ta'ala. So even if we are with our share, don't just keep ourselves vision limited. That I must be only, I must have complete love for my share. I must have complete obedience to my share. I must live a life, completely make it how my share wants. Don't limit it to that. Let it go further to our sahibah, and then to our parents, and then to, when our parents are on the right, they're teaching us the right things, and then the aslaab, our akabir, and our aslaab which we call, and then right to the sahaba, and then to Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, and the final is with Allah Ta'ala. So that is what Allah Ta'ala wants from us. So as Allah gave it to the previous nation, he gave it to us also. And he wants to raise us by this, raise our position. Kutiba alaykum as-siyam kama kutiba al-ladhina min qablikum. And the real purpose of all this, so that la'allakum tattaqoon, you acquire taqwa. See, Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam, what was his level of taqwa? His obedience of Allah's command that inna arsalna Nuhan ila qawmihi an anzir qawma, that we must warn them. For 950 years continuously, he was calling his people. The Ojis could also call me Layna Manahara, in public and in privacy, in every way I was calling, 950 years. And it wasn't that people lived so long in that time. Generations came and generations went. Allah by miracle gave him such a long life. His life, Allah say, was 1,050 years. Out of that, 910 books. Now that is what is called Tapova. That is what is called Istikamat. That is what is called Sevati Mustafim for 950 years. And then, after that, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, where Allah ordered him to slaughter his son, that is what is the Tapova. That he brought him to that level, he was prepared to slaughter his son also. And then Allah replaced it with a ram. Ibrahim alayhi salam, his taqwa was at that level, that when they were throwing him in the fire of Jahannam, they made him naked, took off his clothes. Jibreel alayhi salam comes with the permission of Allah to offer his help. And he said that it's my help. Imagine what level of taqwa and what level of tawakkul. Imma ilayk fala, I will only take Allah's help. Nobody, I'm prepared to burn in the fire. Who will be able to do that? The fire is burning, and what a fire is it? A bird couldn't fly over that fire. What a blazing fire. But you were in there, Allah made it a garden for him. What is the taqwa of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam when he ordered to leave his wife Hajira and a little child Ismail in the barren land of Makkah Sharif, not the city of Makkah Sharif as we know it today. When there wasn't a blade of grass growing, there wasn't a drop of water, there wasn't a house, no dwelling, nothing whatsoever. And Allah said, go now and we'll make a way of being and leave them here. And without telling them, Allah said, go. And he started moving. Immediately, he didn't first find out from this Darul Ifta and that Darul Ifta and this Mufti and that Mufti. Allah's command came and he accepted it. And when his wife pleaded with him, he didn't even look back to speak to her. And when she finally realized this is the command of Allah, then even then, not looking back, he said, yes, Allah has commanded me. And he, so what is the level of taqwa? Building of the Kaaba Sharif, what was that level of taqwa? And the taqwa of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how single-handed he started his da'wah with the Quraysh, how they were against him. When he went to Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, it wasn't easy. More enemies. The Makkah people remained his enemies. And they launched their attacks by the Uhud. All the attacks they landed, and then the alliance in the Battle of the Trench. In Medina Sharif, the Jews were his enemies. Then the Munafiqs, who pretended they would become Muslims. They were all from the Jews, and they were the enemies from all sides. So this is taqwa. So this is what Allah wants to bring out in us. This is the way Allah has to describe this rule of Allah. كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. That you acquire this rule. And what a collaboration between Rosa and Taqwa. Rosa is Taqwa. The people who don't make namaz also, there are many people who keep their rosa, mashallah. But they don't make their namaz. Many who keep their rosa, they don't make tarawih also, but they keep their rosa. Rosa is the thing that even them, they have given up the dearest thing they eat, they drink, and their sexual desires. So Allah has proven that you can do it. That you can give up the justice for those people who are far from deen. They also don't eat their particular rosa today. Though they are doing a lot of other wrong things. And that I can't eat, I can't drink. And they get up for sehri also. And they have sehri also. Otherwise, sleep at that time. The sweetest sleep is the sehri time. Quality sleep is after isha. And therefore, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sunnah to make isha always later. Till that time when you are exhausted. And after isha, that you may sleep straight away. For which the fuqaha has written, la samura. That there must be no idle dunya stops after isha. After isha, you may sleep in the quality sleep. And the person who sleeps that time, really, as we see in the lives of our uzur, 2-3 hours of sleep is sufficient for them. 2-3 hours of sleep, because you get your quality. But the quality sleep, unfortunately, today, first it was the TV, and now it's the smartphone, it has robbed us of that sleep. A person, almost every person is busy on his phone during the time of quality sleep. And the most sweetest sleep is after that. That is now Tahajjud time. That is the time of Tahajjud. That is the sweetest sleep a person gets. So, and people are getting up for giving up their sleep, and they're getting up for Sehri at that time. And just as a choice, one time is Sehri, one time you could make your Tahajjud 2 hours. Vast majority will give their preference to Sehri. We won't make a 2 hour record of Tahajjud, which is far superior. We will give the preference to that plate of food that we have to eat at that time. And all this is لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, that you acquire taqwa. So Allah has proven that you can and you are doing the things to acquire taqwa, that is, to restrain yourself. The literal dictionary meaning of taqwa is to restrain, to make a barrier, to block yourself, to take your precaution. So they are taking all. Animals also. You pick up a stone for a dog, or you show it a stick, it also goes up, it runs away. You show it a bone or something, it comes forward. Even animals, human beings, everyone also. When it's a bit cold, we put on a jersey, we put on socks, etc. A person is sneezing, he says, no, I won't have ice cream. I'm feeling, because I relate my health, etc. Taqwa, and the things of taqwa we are, in all matters, and I will share Rahmatullah Ali when he speaks on this, then he says with a heart full of tears and sorrow and sadness, that for dunya's taqwa, everyone is prepared to do everything. We lock our doors, we put on burglar guard, burglar alarm system, everything, how much we spend for dunya's things. Clothes, what and what we wear, cars, houses we build, what amenities in our houses, in the bedroom, in the bathroom, in the kitchen, everything we have got. But when it comes to deen, then we are not prepared to take precaution. This is what Allah wants. And Allah has proven it, even in deen, in roza, the weakest roza of the weakest person, they are also taking precaution. Careful that water doesn't go down the throat, etc. Everyone eats. Allah just wants us to bring this to its perfect fruition. That is, have perfect taqwa. There is no limit to taqwa. The lowest level, then we stay away from kufr, shirk. And then all haram we stay away. We stay away from all disobedience of Allah. And then as we carry on, there is no limit to it. And Allah wants to bring the best out of us. So this is the month when you can do it, you are proving it to yourself. We all have got roza who are sitting here. We perhaps the little hunger has come, the discomfort of hunger has come. We've got food also. A housewife in the house, the fridge is there, filled with food. All the savouries of the night are still there, or the fresh savouries of today are prepared already. And when frying is cooking, and the wonderful smell of the food comes, you do desire, you have that lust for that food. But you are not eating, you can do it, so you can reach the perfection of taqwa also. And that is what is called Eid. The real Eid is not the first of Shawwal, after the 29 days of Ramadan, or 30 days, but Eid is when we have acquired this taqwa. And really, when we have acquired this, even if it takes us 10 Ramadans to acquire, 30, 40 Ramadans, and then when we go in the qabr, that is what is our Eid. When there we will be dead, nam kanom matil hurus, sleep, how we rise, sleep on the first night. So we can do it, we are doing it, we are staying away from what we have to stay away, but now don't stay at that level, take it to its perfection. That is what Allah wants. That we get the taqwa to its completion, to its perfection. And that is what Allah wants for the ummah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That this ummah be a sample ummah for all the other people of the world. But unfortunately, we have fallen so much that we have totally forgotten our status. We have forgotten our position. If there are people living in the main house, in any plot or any plot, the main house, the person is living there, and somebody comes along and tells him, I've got nowhere to stay. And please, I'm desperate. I've got my wife, I've got my 5, 6 children, and I've got nowhere to stay. And you've got a little outbuilding, and you give it to him. Okay, you stay here. And you don't charge him also. You're telling him even what electricity free you stay here. And then he sees that this person is a very soft person, very kind person, and he is a person, an aggressive person, a bold person, and he pushes you out of the main house. And he comes in a big place there, and he makes you stay in the outbuilding, your own property. And he charges you rent also. And he charges you water and light also. And as the day you realize that all your children, when they grow up, oh, this property actually belongs to us, and he pushed us out. Like that, our nafs that is so cunning, it has overpowered our ruh. The ruh is supposed to be in charge in the body. But the nafs came and it overpowered and pushed the ruh into the back seat and it came in the front seat. And it's ruling us now. And we have submitted to the nafs. And today we, instead of leading the kuffar in the right way, we are following them in the wrong way. Like a person who is hale and healthy, he can walk, run, jump. And he asks a paralyzed person, put me on your back and carry me over the busy freeway here. On a Monday morning when there is still a chance to even run across the freeway. And he says, you put me on your back and you take me across. Today, the kuffar are in darkness, total darkness. They've got no guidance. They don't know what is desire. But we are following in their ways. And all the stupid things, as one of our great ulama observed, when the British came to India, and on one occasion, a person, a white man, a British man, ordered tea at the railway while he was in the train. And the hot tea, and it was time for the train to move now. So he got some ice and he put ice in there to make the tea cold so that he could have it now cold. The Indian man saw that and he took it on as a big freshen ice tea. And now everyone is drinking ice tea and thinking it off. He did it because he has to cool it down. But we now, just because he did it, such a god he is of ours. That what they do, even they say we don't understand why he did it, we must also do that. How many other things, just because they have got it? In the cultures in our homes, we have got cultures, and they got their doilies on their back. Which what does it serve? And the only thing it serves is work opportunity. It falls down, give it up, put it back again. Falls down, put it back again. So that is all. But because they got it, we must also have it. Whatever they got in their bathrooms, we must have in our bathrooms. What they got in their toilets, we must have in our toilets. We are following them as exactly came in the hadith, like a lizard, it goes to its hole. Like that, we are also following them, doing the lizard's hole and going in there, the destruction which they have landed them. We were supposed to take them out from there. So Allah Ta'ala has given us this ruzah, and this ruzah has got a very great purpose and object for us in our lives. So Allah make it that we can spend one Ramadan, and it comes in the hadith, إِنَّ لِلَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ Allah Ta'ala has got فِي أَيَّامِ جَحْرِكُمْ نَفَحًا. There are many, and the month of Ramadan is full, the day of Jummah, every week is full, the time of Tahajjud is full, the time before Maghrib, between Asr and close on to Maghrib, there's the Nafahat are there all the time. And the month of Ramadan, if we multiply 30 days roza by 24 hours, every day and hour has got 24 hours, we'll get a figure, multiply that by 24 hours, and multiply it by 60, every hour has got 60 minutes, and each minute has got 60 seconds, and commonly each time calculation has been, a second has been divided to up to 100 parts of a second. How much is 100 parts of a second? More than that also are these the fa'at of Allah in the whole month of Ramadan. And if we just get one of them, لَعَلَّ أَحَدُكُمْ تُصِيبَهُ نَفْحَةٌ مِنْهَا, 1 second of that, لَا يَشْقَى بَعْدَهَا أَبَدًا, he'll never ever become shaqeeq. So that is that month which Allah has given us, and yet we are now in that month. It's just a matter of us applying. But see what is our attitude. We just heard the adab of reading Quran Sharif. And Quran Sharif is everyone is going to be reading, inshallah. And how to read it and explain by who has the Sheikh. And as the Sheikh Rahmatullah Ali quoting great, great ulama. But we just listen and we didn't think that I have to make amal on this, that I have to do that. So if that is our case, then when are we going to, how is the change going to come into us? And just as one thing really of anything of deen, one thing comes right, and we will be able to change our, Allah will change our lives. La yishqa ba'daha abada. That person won't become shaqi. Imam Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jailani rahmatullah alayhi saying that wherever this word comes shaqi, that you won't become shaqi, you won't be a wretched person, you won't be a person who is a get out, or the person who is thrown out, you won't become shaqi, means that your husni khatma is guaranteed. That time also you won't be shaqi. So it's been given, but unfortunately we are just turning a blind eye to it. We are just not taking it on that we make amal on this. And there's a beautiful teaching. And the Kitab reading, last night there was, after Zohar there was, and tonight there will be, but it's just Kitab reading. If we just take one sentence, it's a change for our life, and so beautifully ready for us. And for this, Allahu Akbar. Those people made qadr who traveled for one hadith, for one path of knowledge. They traveled right from Medina Sharif, right to Damascus, right to Iraq, Baghdad, right to Egypt, just to hear one hadith. They didn't stop to drink one drop of water also. They just heard that hadith and what they knew the hadith. But just this verification that this person, he heard it directly from the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I heard it through somebody else. But this person has heard it directly. I just want to hear it from him directly. Just for that, journeys of not a month or 6 months, imagine from on camelback, horseback, from Medina Sharif to Egypt, to Damascus, till Iraq, Baghdad, all this journey just to hear, to get that knowledge like that. Yeah, ready for us. And nobody of us is feeling cold now. Nobody is feeling hot. Everyone is inshallah, even mentally we are composed. Everything is in order. Yeah, and given to us one of the case, the language that we know, we don't have to whisper to somebody sitting next to me what was the meaning of that. We fully understood, but we are those people who take no regard for it. Not even so much to think that what has been spoken. Allah Ta'ala give us all faith. If we spend our month in ghaflat and mindfulness, and then we explain many times what is the ghaflat, an example of it is you have a very special guest. They are coming at a specific time, and they come on time, and they come on time. And you want to really entertain them with the best way. Hot, hot samosa, hot, hot pie. You've got your frying pan on the stove. You've got your oil sizzling hot. Just a matter of putting the samosa, the pie, etc. And then frying them and taking and presenting it to them hot, hot. And the handle of the frying pan was sticking out. And the two-year-old child playing there pulled the handle down. And all that hot, hot oil came onto their child. What was going to be a joyous occasion becomes the most sorrowful occasion. To be remembered for life, for the whole family, not only the child, not only the mother, the father, the whole family, what happened here. This is what is called ghaflat. This is in dunya. And wallah, indeed the ghaflat in our namazes, the ghaflat in our tilawat of Quran, the ghaflat is much more worse, disastrous. The consequences are worse, but we're just living with it. We're going after disaster after disaster. Quran Sharif, what it has got to offer. Those who had eyes to see saw, for example, the shortest surah of the Quran in Bainakal Kawthar. They saw that there are 10 words in the surah. And they saw that every ayat, 3 ayats,
Every ayat has got 10 alphabets. But we are reading, and perhaps most of us, every namaz we just reading inna atayna. Well, atri inna atayna. But till today we didn't notice anything. We are going past this great miracle of the Quran Sharif, but we haven't noticed anything. Every ayat that ends with ra. Inna atayna kalkota. فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرْ إِنَّ شَانِئَكَ هُوَ الْأَبْتَى. And Ra is the 10th alphabet of the Arabic language. The only other surah that starts with Inna and ends with a Ra is Inna أَنْزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ حَتَّى تَتْلَعُ مَطْلَعَ الْفَجْرِ. Also with a Ra. In between the two surahs are 10 surahs. The surah starts with the alif, hamza, inna. And the whole surah has got 10 alifs in it. And then the alphabets that are used are 10 alphabets that are used of the Arabic language. So just see in this one, but we don't notice anything. And the Quran is full of every surah. Surah to sajda, alif lam mim tanzeel, alif lam mim sajda. The sajda ayat is exactly in the half of the surah. And the word sajda is exactly 168 or something word from the start. And that is right in the middle also. And this is the surah which has come right in the middle of the surah. Right, exactly. The Quran says we need even the basic meanings we are unmindful of. We don't pay any attention. We have got a love letter. And somebody sends you a love letter, and you don't understand the language, you make sure you can find somebody who will be able to translate it for you. You want to learn the letter, language of your beloved also. But here with Quran Sharif, we just don't pay any attention. And what secret of the Quran Sharif has got, and nobody can unfold all the secrets of the Quran. And as ulama, the scientists have written, people of dunya's knowledge, that for example, on the knowledge of oceans, of the seas, that a man that was born in the desert, that lived his life in the desert, that perhaps never saw the sea, died in the desert. But what he has explained of the sea, scientists only have discovered a little bit of it now, in the last 1800 years. The very clear that Allah says, the sea is Surah Ar-Rahman, Bainahuma, what did it become? There is a separation between them and they don't mix. Yeah, if we go to the Cape Point, many of us must have gone, we will go and see, and they will show you there at Cape Point. This is where the Atlantic Ocean and the Indian Ocean meet. You do see a line there, but that is not what is the Quran referring to. Below it, now the scientists have installed cameras in the sea, and huge cameras. They see below the surface of the water 100% clear that the picture shows that the two seas are completely separate. They just don't mix. The water of the one sea comes and it turns back and goes. The Atlantic Ocean has got cold water, Indian Ocean hot water. The two of them don't mix whatsoever. Rivers that flow into the sea, rivers are sweet water. The sea is salty water. They don't mix. Outwardly we see mix, but they don't mix. Who could tell this? In the 7th century, when there wasn't any of this knowledge, who could tell it? All this is following in the Quran. Jami'ul Quran, all types of knowledge. وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءَ كُلَّهَا. And the ulama has written, we taught Adam alayhi salam with all the details of everything. Today you will study chemistry. And in chemistry, you are studying all the different elements that are. Anything, you take one bean, you take one grain rice, and it is broken up into so many things what it is made up of. All that Allah has taught to Adam alayhi salam. All that is in the Quran. effect, وَلَاكِنْ تَقَاثَ رُعَنْهُ أَفْعَامُ النَّاسِ. The people were demanding, and we not even applying. If you apply your mind, you can't get to the bottom of it. And we not applying our minds. And today, who is discovering? Many Muslim scientists, and many non-Muslim scientists. Many atheists are coming to see what is in the Quran, and they have no choice but to accept Islam. When this is so clear that there is no choice but to accept, we as Muslims, we haven't been convinced of Islam as yet. We are not convinced that this is the absolute and the hikmah, the teaching of Nabi alayhi salam. We've got it very on the way. We didn't have to make that mujahada day to me. We didn't have to give up our families in order to accept Islam. We didn't have to give up our friends, our company, all our people in order to give up. One pastor who accepted Islam and he realized it is the truth, but Shaitan put in his mind all your salary, your house you're getting free, all the perks you are getting, your water, light free, car free, petrol free, all this you're going to lose. It's a choice now, accept Islam in the truth or lose out of all these things in your life. You have got the respect of your community. People will regard you as so high, you're going to lose all that. People are going to spit on you now, and you're going to lose everything. We didn't have to do, we got it ready in our, but we not appreciate it. Ramadan is that rose up which Allah has given us, and this wonderful time to make our Islam, to change our life. Allah give us our faith that we bring this into us with that determination to follow Islam fully, properly, and to bring it into our lives. One big doctor of Canada, Dr. Andrew Williams, he was born in a Christian family and a devout Christian family, regular church goers on Sunday. He should also go as a child and he should take it. But instead, I was never a Christian. In fact, I was an atheist. I did not believe in God. And his reasoning, and compare ourselves with his reasoning. He said, I never saw God in my life. Whatever I wanted, if I wanted more money, I worked harder, I got more money. God didn't give it to me. I wanted something in my house, in the kitchen, in the garage, in the bedroom. I bought it, I installed it, I got somebody to come and install it. God didn't do it for me. I did it myself. I wear my clothes, I buy my clothes, I eat my food, I cook my food, I do everything, we do everything. So there's no God in my life. I don't see God. I'm doing everything myself. Until when one woman Allah wants to give him iman, when his baby daughter was born, and she was born so sick, from her neck downwards she was blue, no oxygen. And the doctors called him in and discussed, this child is not going to live hours, not even minutes. It's just a matter of a few minutes to pass, because no oxygen is going in her body. That's the time he went to the prayer room in the church, in the hospital. And he went down on his fort, how we go in Sajda. And then he spoke to Allah. Now he realized, I can't do anything. My limitation, the birth stops here. I can't do anything for myself. Ya Allah, if you are there, you do exist, and everything is in your control, give my daughter Shifa. Ya Allah, if you are there, connect my soul to you. And for 20 minutes he cried to Allah as an atheist. But he cried to Allah. When he came back to the ward, he saw his daughter with the normal patient. And the doctor said nothing wrong with her. She will live an absolute normal life. And the scans are now with them, showing what she was just a few 20 minutes before this, what she was. And now when you see the qudrat of Allah, then you have no choice but to choose Allah. And Allah gave it to us, Aminna Billah. Allah was given in our right ear. Tadbir, Qama was given in our left ear. Every 5 times a day, Azan ear. 5 times a day, Namaz we make. And then our rozas we keep. Allah has given it to us. We should be super Muslims. And one Ramadan, one split second of a hundredth of 1 second, that should be enough for us. But it's just like us, the ghaflat of us. This unmindfulness of us, and this taking it for granted. I know everything. I'm a chef already. I make other people where they are. And any person, the minute he feels that I'm there already, That person is a goner. You can only be there when we pass in the Qabr, when our mort will come on Iman, and nobody knows how his mort is going to come. And Shaitan doesn't leave anyone. And when great people like Hazrat Ahmad ibn Hanbal, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, Shaitan did not leave him. When great people like Fakhruddin Razi Rahmatullah Ali, great people, the father of Maulana Mufti Shafi Usmani, his father Maulana Yasin, how Shaitan was troubling them until the end. Where is he going to leave us? But if we are just like fodder, that he doesn't appear to make any effort on us, we just get swallowed up, then in which direction, what will be our condition in the Qabr? So if we realize that I'm not a person who thinks I don't need Islam, my Islam is made. Our Huzur says, wo Muslim kya hoga? What will he be making other people's Islam? Khud saleh bhi nahi hoga. He won't be even pious himself. Forget making other people pious. And he can be the greatest share. A person who is not worried of his condition and doesn't make actual dua for his Islam. And that I don't say all my aqidahs are correct, all my masail in all the different ibadahs where they are correct. I don't know where I'm faltering and where I'm blundering. My intention, my pride, my tawadu, humility, where Shaitan hits any person. He doesn't leave any person. And a person who thinks that I am everything, who I am, and who desires also people must call me, that this person is Shaykhul Kul, all knowledge he has got. And he is a person that who is gracious. And you have to think of yourself like that. جو اپنے آپ کو مستقل بھی ذات سمجھتا ہے وہ مستقل بد ذات ہوتا ہے. He is the worst person and he is the cause of people going astray. Why he himself thinks that I am the best person and I have got greater accomplishments in my life. These are all dangerous things which come. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam threw a line in the Qabristan and did a insan walking on sirat mustaqim. And a lot of side lines, Nabi. This one is going to catch him and take him off sirat mustaqim. If that one misses him, the next one. If that one misses him, the next one. To go our whole life and to be protected. And these are their soul mort. How many people, good people, serving deen. But as old age comes, they are on record to say, I kept ruler for 60 years, now it is enough. Now I'm paying fidya. Whereas a horse, when it comes to its destination, it feeds up even more. Whole year, whole life of making namaz with jamaat. Now I take it India, make it home. There is no retirement in Islam. And as the time comes to meet your beloved, you prepare for your wedding so much. And now in the one day is left, you say, I prepared so much, now I'm going for a holiday. And this day they are all waiting for you to come for the nikah. And you prepare your bathroom, you prepare your house, everything, and you are going to stay in a camp somewhere, in a tent somewhere. And the time now, so when your mort is coming, that is what we should cherish for. Do not have fear. A mort is a tawfa to the mu'min. Mort is a tawfa, a gift of a believer. When a lover and mortal must just use the Habib in the Habib, in the breed that joins the lover to his beloved, eagerly appears Allah give us all peace. Let us appreciate this man and make the what efforts we have to be. Allah take on this khaflat from us and take that and get the full advantage and really become a great awliya. We all want to become awliya. We all like all to regard us, and these are the great awliya. For that, paapar bhejne padte. You have to make effort. It's not just a joke. It's not just easy. You have to make the effort. And the effort for us, Allah has made very easy. Just the ghaflat which is in our life, take that out. May Allah give us tawfiq.